Hi, so there's a lot of Google Plus talk going around all over the web. If you have been reading the tech news lately, you'll find everyone is talking about Google Plus. Obviously, they had the Google Plus Photographers Conference in San Francisco, I believe, and it has clearly turned out to be massively popular. I was going through the videos the other day of the conference, and they have been uploaded on YouTube and on the Google Plus Photographers Conference webpage. They have one for Google Plus, I believe. So go check those out. I'll try and include a link right along with this podcast link. Yeah, I was checking out the videos and some of the photographers, I mean, are very well known. Trey Ratcliffe was there, of course. And if you have used his website for shopping, for cameras, or even getting tips regarding doing HDR photography and stuff, Trey Ratcliffe is an absolutely amazing teacher, I would say. If you want to learn photography, he's the man. Seriously, I mean, go to his blog, check out his apps, you learn a lot. The other thing is, with Google Plus coming up with a new Android app, which has completely changed the interface of the previous one, everyone is starting to compare Google Plus with Facebook. And Guy Kawasaki has come up with a book, and I think it's available on Amazon. And he talks about Google Plus as being the place where you discuss and learn regarding your passions. And Facebook, he describes as some a place where you interact with your friends. I think that is a very perfect way, I would say, of describing the two services. And personally speaking, I will use Google Plus from now on primarily for learning things like photography and stuff. Social networking as such on Google Plus is not really, I would say, that in your face when you compare that to Facebook.